Shelby County will get the ball to start the second half. They're in their away white uniform tops with gray, dark gray pants, navy blue gold helmet. Receiving on the south end of the end zone from Garrett County in all maroon with gold numbering. The ball continues, and this is the second time this football's fallen off the tee.
I mean, we were expecting something. Our deep men are lined up on the 20-yard line.
Last time we saw a high kick, that's what we're going to see here. Someone catch
it.
Ball
to ball. Garrett County recovered. That's a prime example. As I spoke earlier, those high pooches, you got to call for a fair catch. You try to make a moving catch on it and let it go right between your arms.
Garrett Edwards and Justice Powers were the two men in the area. Edwards made the catch last time. They tried kicking it right at him again. It was more actually toward Powers, and they actually collided. The ball fell between them, and Garrett County was there for the opportune recovery, and they've got it now. It's the Rocket 36.
You know, first game, learning experience. I saw Coach Shipley when they was running off the sideline signaling the fair catch call. They'll get that in film on Monday, and it won't be a mistake made again.
Hopefully. But Garrett County starts the second half with a turnover, a fumble recovery, and the ball. Here's Foley up the middle, breaks a tackle. Boy, he almost got through and escaped to the end zone there. A late tackle made by the Rocket defense.
As he was going down and reaching for that extra yard, somebody got a hand in there, and he showed how strong he was. He was able to hold on to that football with one hand to keep it from popping out.
9-yard gain down to the 27 of Shelby County. Connor Isaacs, the quarterback, under center.
Unbalanced left side.
Three running backs. They'll hand it to Foley again. Forward behind the right guard. And that's a 3-yard gain. Good for a first down.
That time Garrett went unbalanced left, went into the wishbone formation that you don't see very often. Foley up the middle. Try to stop it.
We've seen Warren and Devin, Josh Warren and Devin Logan, the other two running backs, line up back there. But Foley continues to be the workhorse for the Golden Lions.
Got unbalanced left side again.
Ball spotted at the 25, first and 10, Garrett County. Here's a pitch around the right side. This is Devin Logan. He gets to the corner. He's going to be wrapped up. That's Garrett Edwards out of bounds, making the stop for about another, it's called an 8-yard gain this time.
That was a play right there that, you know, a lot of times heavy used backs when it's not their number, they take the play off.
Yeah.
That time Foley was the lead blocker on the corner.
Staying corrected, a gain of 6 on the play. It'd be 2nd and 4 just inside the red zone at the 19. 10:58 left to go here in the third quarter. First possession of the third quarter here for Garrett County. Here's a snap, handoff to Logan up the middle, and he will go in for the touchdown. A 19-yard run just inside the right tackle.
That was the play right there again. Unbalanced, everybody in the box. Wishbone backfield.
Devin Logan finds the seam and goes in for the score. Extra point try will be attempted by Braden Price.
You know, Sean, we said, coming out and getting ready to start this half, what Shelby County needed to do.
Yeah.
And we did the exact opposite, and here we are.
Here's the hold. The kick is good. And Garrett County capitalizes on the early Shelby County mistake. They lead it 14-10 with 10:53 to go. We'll step away. High school football tonight on Friday night football on Shelby County's 93.3 WXLA.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Shelby County holds on to this kickoff as this time Garrett Edwards goes back and collects the high short kick to the near sideline, and Shelby County will retain possession and start now in the second half from their own 31-yard line.
Shelby County played that pooch kick a lot better that time. Edwards made a clean catch, tried to come up behind some blockers. It's just too high, and Garrett County getting down the field too quick.
Now seeing James Bradley here on the near side as a wide receiver for the Rockets. There's a handoff up the middle to Moorhead. And it's going to be good for a short gain. That's two yards on that play. Brandon Davis is in the game for the Rockets on offense on the far sideline, standing next to Keyshawn Catlett. So that's a good sign.
I think one of those two guys can get open downfield if we choose to.
Shelby County spreads the field. Drain in the shotgun. They have Stone in motion to the left. Here's a throw down the seam again, looking for Davis, who still has a little bit of a gimp here to his stride, but that one is overthrown.
Tyler tried to put that one on the string instead of giving just a little bit of air and just a little bit out of reach of Brandon.
Other than the pass to Davis short in the flat in the first half, that route, that seam route, is what Shelby County likes so far. They've thrown that now three different times. One for a touchdown.
They're playing as one-on-one out there, and I take Catlin Davis to speed over two different defensive backs any night of the week. Garrett's got three guys on the line and everybody else playing back.
Third down and eight. Drain keeps it.
Got some open room.
Hits it out to Stone. Going to have to fight to get to the line, and he is
going
to get there. How about that effort from Keon Stone after a late pitch from Drain on the right side, triple option, jukes him in and then makes another one miss before getting to the first down marker. They'll spot him at the 42-yard line, so Shelby County has a first down.
That was a great pitch by Tyler. I really thought Tyler had some open field up there, but I guess he saw somebody closing. Made a pitch and Stone with two good cuts and a hard effort to get that first down. That's what Shelby County needed.
Haven't seen Stone's number called a whole lot tonight, but he has been ready when his number's called.
Got him out wide this time.
There's a fake handoff as Drain keeps it over the left side. He's going to cut up field. That's a gain of about five, and Shelby County moves now closer to midfield at the 47-yard line.
That was strictly a fullback quarterback option. Tyler didn't give it to fullback, and there was no pitch man with him that time, so if he doesn't give it to fullback, it's all his.
Drain with a five-yard run. They'll break the huddle here, second down and five from the 47. James Bradley on the near side. Here's the give up the middle. Moorhead pushing still forward. He's going to get about 2 yards.
That was a good 2 yards because he was stacked up at the line of scrimmage.
You could hear
great effort.
You could hear the near sideline kind of give the, oh, when he gets met at the line of scrimmage, a big hit, but pushed forward. And so Shelby now has a third down and two from the 49.
I say that's a long two. It's very manageable.
Yeah.
You can run your offense and call anything in this situation.
Drain is going to go from the gun. Stone is out wide and comes in motion to the near side. They'll run the option back to the right. He pitches to Stone. He's got some
nice block on the corner.
Cuts the field back to the middle of the field before being brought down. Number seven on the tackle.
Connor Dean from the wideout made a great block on the corner. Allowed Dean to get that Stone to get that extra yardage.
Connor Dean wearing number 33. We've seen him on several occasions on the offense tonight and a few times here now on special teams. Shelby County's run there from Stone is good for another first down inside Golden Lion territory. Ball spotted down at the 42. Drain in the shotgun. They'll have Dean on the near side. It's going in motion back across to the sideline. Here's Drain dropping back to pass. rolls out, now throws it up in the air. Keyshawn Catlett in the bread basket before dropping it as he was wide open inside the five. And Catlett had a golden opportunity to get the Rockets in the end zone before letting it fall out of his hand.
I'll tell you what, for people who don't think Tyler Drain's got an arm, he put that one in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, he rolls out. Ball's spotted at the 42, but when he drops back, makes that throw from about the 46, 47-yard line on the run, and Catlett was standing at the time at about the 2-yard line.
I'll tell you what, Hayden's effort right there, he peeled back on that play when Drain rolled out, and he pancaked somebody right there.
Now a whistle before the play here on 2nd and 10. And I'm out here. He's going to be called. Garrett County head coach Jerry Perry walking out onto the field.
And he's not very happy either.
He is a bit disgruntled. So we'll step away. Garrett County on top of Shelby County, 14-10 with 7:48 left to go here in the third quarter. We're listening to Rockets Football tonight, Power 93.3 WXLN, and online at WXLNradio.com.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Take on the tough jobs and a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series with the right combination of dependable horsepower, high quality construction, and ease of operation. They're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR. For up to 5 years. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Welcome back here. Second down and 10 for Shelby County, and a whistle before the snap. And it's going to be offside, Garrett County. 5-yard penalty against the home team on a hard count there from Tyler Drain, and that'll bring up second down and 5 as they put the ball down at the 37-yard line of the Golden Lions.
I tell you what, being first and 5, I think it might be second and 5. Make a nice shot to take Catlett down the sideline again.
And they're going to throw it out here on the near sideline to Keon Stone. He makes a man
nice
miss.
Cuts the field. Stone across the middle. It's all daylight as he drops into the end zone for the touchdown.
John, I'll tell you what. I know that was a heck of a play by Stone on cut. But he was running hard for that goal line. Did you see Hooper Garrett was chasing him down there? Foley was getting it all. And Foley is down.
He is.
I think he's cramping up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the helmet off down at the goal line. Well, here's the other part to this play. This is a screen pass to the near sideline. Stone catches it, immediately cuts the field, but downfield, he's got two blocks set up that make that touchdown possible. And one of those guys is 23, James Bradley. The other was Connor Dean, who came from the backfield as well, actually came from the slot.
You know, that's two big plays. Real big positive plays this time, and that's twice we mentioned Dean's name with the blocks downfield.
Yeah, absolutely. Garrett County has a man down. It does appear to be Foley, and so kind of see.
I think he was cramping up the way it looked.
And the humidity here, while it's not very hot.
The humidity is hot.
The humidity is up. He's got Foley up on his feet now. He's going to try and walk off on his own power. And he will, and that's a good sign. He has had a heck of a game for Garrett County tonight on both sides of the ball.
I mean, that kid right there, you know, you go, you see a lot of games, this kid's standing out offensive and defense.
Absolutely.
He plays hard every play.
Yeah. Shelby County with the touchdown, 37-yard reception to Keon Stone goes for 6 points, and the senior kicker Edwards is on for the extra point. Snap, hold, kick. And it's good. 17-14, 7:38 left to go in the third. We'll step away. Shelby County leading Garrett County tonight on opening night here on Power 93.3 WXLN.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat.
Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville under Ryan's WXLN programming.
This is Power 93.3 WXLN, a ministry of Bullock Broadcasting Company. Thanks for listening.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
17-14, Shelby County takes the lead back from the Golden Lions. And Edwards on for the kickoff, waiting for the whistle. There it is. As he approaches the ball. Let's one fly. This one is way, way to the back of the end zone for a touchback.
I think that was probably about 6 or 7 yards deep in the end zone.
Foley did come off on the defensive play in the end zone with cramps. I don't see him out there yet. And if he's trying to still stretch it out, now he's going to trot out from the sideline, head back to the huddle for the Golden Lions, and he has been their go-to guy, at least on the offensive end. He's carried the ball the most.
Sean, if I had those thighs and those calves, I'd cramp up too.
It would take a lot of fluids on a night like tonight to not cramp up. But Garrett County has it first and 10 from their own 20.
So we got 11 guys in the box.
Connor Isaacs hands it off up the middle. This one's going to be.
I agree with you. The quarterback, I would be cramping up as much as he running over to the coach.
You're going
to
see now Devin Logan, 3, who just carried the ball there. And that was 8-4 on the play.
I mean, we talk about Foley's year last year, but, you know, Logan had 834 yards and 10 touchdowns himself.
Yeah. So I was going to bring up 2nd down and 6 from the 24-yard line, but Logan appeared to be nursing maybe the onset of a cramp himself. Here's a handoff up the middle. It looked like a delay there. That's going to be Logan again. Gain of about, that was a short gain.
Jared Perry has come out and says, we're going to go full house backfield. We're going to run it between the tackles
right at you.
You're going to have to man up and stop it.
That gain, that's a gain of about 4 or 5 on that run from Logan. And brings up 3rd and 2 now from the 28-yard line. Shelby County leading here in the third quarter. 6:30 left to play in the third. 14-17. 3rd down and 2. The lineup in the wishbone again. Hand off up the middle. And here's
Foley as he breaks the tackle. He's into the open field. Here comes Keyshawn Catlett, kind of running down, and he's not going to. Touchdown, Garrett County.
Keyshawn went for the win for knocking the ball loose and not the tackle, and he was able to bust it all the way in.
72-yard touchdown run, and Devin Logan, the other running back, off the field here and on the near side with a cramp. I see a Shelby County player down. I think that's Catlett. He's holding a hamstring or a leg as well, so they will wave on the training staff here to tend to him.
I'm hoping that's a cramp too, because he didn't go down grabbing it and so forth. It was after he got up trying to walk a little bit.
Right.
He sort of grabbed it.
But Foley, who we saw on Shelby County's previous drive go down with cramps, busts off a 72-yard touchdown run. And as we stand now, it's 20-14 with 6:04 left to play in the third. Don't forget, last year's game between these two teams was decided by a single point, 31-30 late in the game. Shelby County came away with a win. And right now, with the back and forth that we are seeing, don't be shocked to see this one go down to the very end. Catlett gets up on his own power. He's going to walk off the field with the trainers on each side. It appears to be a cramp, and as we mentioned, these early games here in the late reaches of summer. Humidity to way up. Got to get a lot of fluids. Going to see a lot of cramping up.
I tell you what, I don't know what they gave Foley to get rid of his.
No, it went away pretty fast.
Because he went pretty fast in that.
Yeah. Quite a good run, right up the middle. And no one caught him.
This is a big extra point right here.
Here's the kick. It's up, and it floats through. And that makes it 21-17. We'll step away as Garrett County takes the lead back from the Rockets, 21-17 with 6:04 to go in the third quarter. Sean Cressman and Tom Doyle will be back with more high school football on Power 93.3.
Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titans sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
6:04 left to go here in the third quarter. Shelby County trailing now 21-17. We are awaiting the whistle here to play for the kickoff. Garrett County will kick.
Oh, that's offside.
And I don't know if I've ever seen this before, but the kicker ran up to the ball and then stopped, and the rest of the players continued through the ball. So we're going to get a penalty here for encroachment on the kick, and the ball was never kicked. So we'll try it again. And we'll back it up to the 35-yard line. Expecting to see this high floating kick to the near sideline once again. Shelby County moves three guys over in that area. Connor Dean, Garen Edwards, and Keon Stone all over there. And they'll get it. Get out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds. And that's another penalty on Garrett County.
I don't know what it looks like. We might decline that, take the ball on the 40.
I think that's right. Special teams, receiving team is going off the field, and Tyler Drain and company coming on. So
usually the ball goes to the 35, but they had the offsides down here backing them up five, so it should go to the 40.
And the officials discussed that for a minute. The head official now signaling for the chains to be brought up to the 40. They still haven't put the ball down.
I think we're still looking to change balls.
And now they'll put it down here on the near hash mark with the ball being kicked out of bounds on this side. We'll see number 13 for the first time tonight for Shelby County. Ethan Goree, junior wide receiver, lines up on the near side. Drain in the shotgun. Keon Stone in motion. Drain keeps it. Going to bounce to the outside on the right. He's got some room. Turns on the jet. He's down the sideline. Stays in bounds. Continues and jumps out of bounds at about the 23-yard line for Shelby County. Now, I don't know if he actually, where they're going to spot him.
Keon Stone got a key block. He got him around that corner, and I saw Brandon Davis downfield trying to get some blocks. And like you said, Brandon really turned the burners on once he got rolling.
Yeah, Drain, the quarterback, has got a lot of athleticism. You wouldn't see him with his build as being a speed guy, but, boy, he really went after it once he got at the first down marker, that first 10 yards. Was able to get down inside the – they're going to mark it at the 29-yard line. So first and 10, Shelby County at the Garrett County Golden Lion 29. 5:53 to go. Davis in the game. He goes in motion. They're going to run a reverse here.
Oh, big hole on the side.
And a good tackle going to be made in the open field by number 4 on the defense, Josh Warren.
Ball carrier there.
Trying to see who was that, Keon? I couldn't tell. I had a two on there, so it was either Davis or Keon, but a gain of about six on the play. So we'll call it second and four. Mark the ball down now at the 23. Clock moving. 5:09. Here's a handoff. No, it's a keep by Train around the right side. He's got a block down the sideline. He's in the end zone for the touchdown.
I'll tell you what, their defensive back come up. And Tyler's getting it there, coming up and catching that pitch man. And then there's no way, like, he could get the ball to Brandon Davis there. He was covered man-on-man there, and Drain just did his job. Great triple option.
25 on the outside. Clayton O'Donohue downfield was the man with the last and probably the most important block to spring Drain into the end zone there. And so what we're seeing tonight is a display of fundamentals by the Shelby County offense, minus the turnovers and the miscues there. But the blocking has been what has made this offense so good. As Edwards knocks the extra point home, Shelby County quickly regains the lead, 24-21, with 5:01 to play here in the third quarter. We'll be back with more high school football on Power 93.3 WXLN and online at WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Edwards is going to kick it here for Shelby County. He's had a couple of touchbacks already tonight. He approaches and lets it fly here. He got under this one. This one comes down short at about the 10-yard line, and Kevin Logan has it up the middle, and he'll fall down after being hit by Caleb Moorhead at the 31. He's down cramping again. Down and cramping again. This is going to be spotted about the 32. Earlier in the game, we mentioned Shelby County player we didn't have on the roster, marked down at number 7. That's going to be William Davis, who is a freshman. And he's been on the field a lot tonight, and I'm sure we'll have another opportunity to call his number sometime later, but wanted to make sure to get that out there that we missed his number. That's William Davis, number 7. 4:55 here to go in the third quarter. 24-21, Shelby County on top. Jared County with the ball at their own 32. Handoff up the middle to Foley, and it's a scrum at the line of scrimmage here. Gonna gain about 2-3 yards.
So one thing they're doing, they're running that wishbone. They are bringing that quarterback, one of the running backs, out.
Yeah.
You know, they're handing off. On game film, they did run a couple of option pitches.
Uh-huh.
It's something that the outside just can't get sucked into. We're going to have to monitor this over here.
So what you're saying is they continue to run up the middle. And one of these times, they're going to open a leak on the outside. And here's a handoff
right there.
Tackle in the backfield made by about 6. I counted them.
Clayton O'Donohue made the stop to stop the forward momentum, and it was a gang tackle, as you said.
They're going to spot him down at about the 32, and that's the 33. So it's about a yard or two lost, but about 4, about 6. The white jerseys there on the tackle of number 4, and that's Josh Warren. So it's third down and about 9 yards to go. Shelby County, again, has had some success on third down defensively.
Third and long, this is for something we can look at. They're staying in the wishbone.
Connor Isaacs turns, hands Devin Logan, and he's going to be brought down at about the 37, 38-yard line. So they're going to be about 4 or 5 yards shy of that first down marker and back in their own territory.
Derrick Perry, he's going for it.
Connor Isaacs is getting the play call here from head coach Jerry Perry, and quarterback runs off the sideline back to the offensive huddle. 2:50 left to go in the third. 24-21, Shelby County leading in the opening game of the 2016 season.
It's right at about five. We need to really watch for the hard count. Play clock should be close to running out on them.
Snap. Handoff, TB keeper, and they sniffed it out. Connor Isaacs tried the fake handoff and keep it. And Ryan Johns, 93 for Shelby County, sniffed it out and makes the tackle. Not only is it a turnover on downs, it's a turnover on downs in Lion territory.
That's exactly right. That was that option that tried to low you, and it was that Ryan Johns made that great defensive play, stayed home.
Yeah, great play by the defensive end for the Rocket defense. And so now we've got a possession now that Shelby County has held the Lions without scoring. Drain back out. Brandon Davis, Moorhead, Keon Stone, hand off to Moorhead up the middle. Breaks the tackle in the open field. He's going to go into the end zone for a touchdown. No flags on the play. Caleb Moorhead straight ahead. Goes 40 yards on the ground for the Rocket touchdown. And so almost adversely to what Garrett County is doing to us, we kind of did the opposite to them.
I'll tell you what, we spread them out. We put Davis in motion to the right-hand side, come back with Moorhead with that belly straight up the left-hand side. It was pretty much a straight give without the option. They saw Davis in motion. They're wanting to go, and boom, popped it the other way.
The middle of the field was wide open for Moorhead, and Edwards going to try the extra point. Snap good, hold. Kick is up and good. 31-21. Shelby County quickly extends their lead to 10. Their biggest lead of the night with 2:19 to play in the third. They're on top here in Lancaster, Kentucky. And we'll be back with more high school football after this.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
Edwards is approaching the kickoff. A high kick back into the end zone. And in high school football, that's an automatic touchback.
And I think the third quarter is lasting longer than the first half.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Clock has stopped several times for scores and penalties in the third quarter. We're at 2:19 left. Garrett County will start from their own 20. First and 10 with Shelby County of 31-21. After a 40-yard Caleb Moorhead touchdown. Isaac's under center, hands off, straight ahead. It's going to be number four, Josh Warren, the junior running back, on the carry there. He's the tallest of the three.
I mean, they're lining up back there, and they're running behind number 78, Matt Morris, 6'4", 300, senior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't grow on that big, do we?
No. 1:49 and the clock running here. Second down and six from the 24. Motion there. Now they go the second back through. That was Devin Logan. After they faked it to Warren. And that's going to be good for about an 8-yard run.
That was a heck of a fake by Warren up through there because he got tackled by two guys, and I thought he had.
Mark it as a 9-yard run. They spotted at the 33-yard line. First and 10 again for the Golden Lions with 1:30 left to go in the third. They're in no hurry here. They break the huddle.
Now, Gary Cannon running, wearing those dark uniforms. It had to be warm.
Maroon and gold. Isaac bobbles the snap and gets it back to Devin Logan. He bobbled it as well, but he's brought down in the backfield. And that's going to be
Connor Dean.
Connor Dean back there once again. Made a few plays here defensively tonight.
Yeah, Clayton O'Donoghue right there with him.
Sure. Under a minute to go now. Here in the third. Second down and 11. Yeah, call it 12. After the 2-yard loss, Isaac gets the play from Jerry Perry, the head coach, runs back into the huddle now. 36 seconds. Now they break the huddle on second and 12. Isaac quickly under center, takes the snap, hands it off up the middle, and there goes Foley on the middle of the field. Karen Edwards has got him. He lets go, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown.
I'll tell you what, Foley turned around. Met him on with that stiff arm, both of them in full speed, and was just able to hold Edwards off long enough to take it into the end zone.
69-yard touchdown run right up the gut. Garen Edwards rode the jersey, the back of his jersey there for probably 4 or 5 yards, and then Foley broke loose from him and went into the end zone.
That's a long run. He's had just
65-plus-yard runs
since he got the cramps.
Since he's had cramps. I think the cramps are gone. 31-27. Here's the extra point try from Braden Price. Kick is up, and is it blocked? Yes, it's blocked. Garen Edwards, after missing the tackle, comes in and blocks the extra point, which is huge because now it's still a 4-point lead for Shelby County. That was a great effort there from number 9 of Shelby County, the junior wide receiver.
After a play like that so many times, you can be down and say,
just give it up.
That time, he came back strong.
He pretty well caught the football as it was kicked, and that's as good an effort you'll see on a special teams play.
So Foley's now 21 carries for 233 yards.
Wow. 31-27 is our score. Let's take a short break. 16 seconds left in the quarter. You're listening to Rocket Football here on Power 93.3.
When it comes to a tractor you trust to help tackle your lawn care needs, you demand strength, and you deserve comfort. With the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, you get it all. The XT Enduro Series tractors are the strongest, most comfortable lawn and garden tractors we've ever built. Backed by the industry's strongest warranty, sit down on a tractor that can stand up to anything. The XT Enduro Series from Cub Cadet. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales. Underwrites WXLN programming.
16 seconds left in the third quarter. Shelby County gives up the long touchdown run to Jacob Foley, junior running back for the Golden Lions. And Garrett County sets the kickoff again. They've got Keon Stone now moved up from his usual deep position on the kickoff return. See what they do. They'll pop it right up to Keon. He's got it. Makes another one man there. Gets another man. No, he'll be wrapped up in a good tackle there made by number 4, Josh Warren.
I'll tell you what, if he could have got one juke in there, he'd have been gone.
He had two men to beat. One, he beat one, and Warren wrapped him up and made the play. So Shelby County starts first and 10 from their own 34, 12.3 seconds left in the third.
You know, typical kickoff coverage, that's the two outside guys, and his position is the one supposed to block those guys. So, I mean, they're running at him wide open with nobody blocking.
Shelby County up 4, 31-27. Drain in the shotgun from his own 34. Brandon Davis goes in motion. Drain bobbles the snap. Now takes off on the right side. Spins. He's still on his feet. He passes the first down marker over the 45. Before being brought down, it looks like the officials at the 46. 47.
First down.
They'll spot the ball at the 47 for the first down with 4.4 seconds. The clock will run, and they won't get another play in. So Shelby County's first play from scrimmage there goes for a first down, 21-yard run, and we'll end the third quarter of play with the Rockets still on top, 31-27. We'll be back with more high school football on Friday night here from Lancaster, Kentucky, on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.